Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks for joining us today. And I just want to quickly revisit one of my most recent shows, where I do these shows daily, of course. We revisited the subject of crystals for harmony and healing as it pertains to heart-brain coherence. And in that particular show, I talked about chrysoprase and nurturing emotional well-being and how it soothes anxieties and fosters optimism. I talked about brown jasper and how it promotes grounding, stability, and inner strength, helping in supporting stress management. And I also talked about rose quartz, opening the heart's chakra, fostering self-love, compassion, and connection. Then I went through a series of additional crystals for heart-brain coherence and meditation to include amethyst, clear quartz, lapis lazuli, which we'll continue to talk about, moldavite, smoky quartz, for upcoming shows and episodes. And I also, in that episode, mentioned a couple of my last year's guests, one being Susan Gold and the other being Damla Atakin. They're both experts in stones, crystals. I've invited both of them back at the tail end of last calendar year. I'll be reaching out to Damla in order of succession, my friend and neighbor over in New Hampshire here in New England. I'm in the process of retrieving our interview back in 2023, early in the confines of, and I had to go back to the archives to have that download upload overnight, so I'll have that available in upcoming episodes. So today's show, where we always talk about the big jigsaw puzzle, multi-piece, multifaceted patchwork quilt, if you will, apothecary medicine, heart-brain coherence, mind, body, and soul, alchemy, all of these topics are starting to tie in and plug in to the intuitive groups that I'm a member of, but all of these provocative guests with expertise within. And I'm a recipient of both Susan Gold and Damla Atakin's newsletter. So much more about that before we take a 10-second break and come back and get into today's show in upcoming shows. So that was kind of my segue, and I am learning on the fly right along with you all on these. I know the overview, I know the jargon, I know of them to some degree, but it's definitely a self-serving edification for myself as well. So let's take another deep calming breath, and when we come back, we'll segue right in to finding harmony, the healing power of not only those stones, but those that have the expertise, and then how that combines with one of my upcoming guests, Tim Doyle, and pertaining to the history onyx of finding alchemy and balance. So we'll come back and we'll talk about comedic alchemy briefly in the next segment. And then we'll get to Tim and his expertise, particularly with Toth. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And thanks for joining us. We'll be here for about 35, 40 minutes. Okay, welcome back. Thanks for doing so. Nice, deep, calming breath. Let's take a deeper dive into Thoth, unveiling the wisdom of God's secrets. The mysteries of Thoth, the ibis-headed Egyptian god of knowledge, writing, and magic. Who holds the key to wisdom, unveiling the secrets, unlocking the power of Thoth, the rituals, the symbols, the insights for the modern seeker, from scribe of the gods to alchemist of the soul, exploring the mysteries of Thoth. I'm going to be investigating Thoth, the Egyptian god. You probably never knew you needed either. BH Sales, Kettle Kelp, and Holistic Healing Hour podcast. It's going deep on Thoth's wisdom. Thoth and alchemy. We will be discussing how Thoth's symbols and myths were used in alchemical practices and offer viewers practical ways to incorporate these insights into your own creative pursuits. Divination with Thoth, exploring ancient Egyptian divination methods like tarot and oracle cards, and showing viewers how to connect with Thoth's wisdom through these practices. Modern rituals for Thoth offer simple and accessible rituals viewers can perform at home or in nature to connect with Thoth's energy and seek guidance. Always Q&As with myself, dedicating a portion to answer your viewer questions at our message board. Please do so. About Thoth, Egyptian mythology, spiritual practices, and any of the other topics we talk about here at the show. By incorporating these elements, hopefully we're creating and captivating informative videos, podcast shows on a daily basis here at BH Sales, Kettle Kelp, Holistic Healing Hour. I'm encouraging viewers to subscribe to the BH Sales Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792 YouTube channel. Thumbs up, like us, share us, join our podcast. By engaging with our audience and offering valuable content, we build a strong community around our topics, our guests, the subjects at hand. A mystical journey awaits. Preparing to embark on a captivating exploration of Thoth, the enigmatic Egyptian god of knowledge, writing, and magic in upcoming episodes of the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour. Joining myself will be Tim Doyle on the coming episodes, plural, and I'm champing at the bit to not tell you this information. There's going to be a couple of announcements about membership and so forth at Tim's Path to Oneness and how I'm going to try to do my small part to continue to promote and have Tim back to accentuate on the great offerings that he offers at the Path to Oneness. So we'll be unveiling Thoth's secrets, diving deep into the myths, the legends, and the iconography surrounding Thoth, exploring his role as scribe of the gods, master of knowledge, and patron of alchemy and magic. Maybe getting into rituals for the modern seeker, discovering practical ways to connect with Thoth's energy in our daily lives through simple rituals, meditations, and invocations, learning how to harness his wisdom for enhanced creativity, intuition, and problem solving. Symbols and their powers, unpacking the profound meanings hidden within Thoth's associated symbols, such as the ibis, the ankh, and the eye of Horus that we mentioned earlier in today's show, gaining insights into how these symbols could be used as tools for personal transformation and spiritual growth. Insights from a Thoth expert, that being Tim Doyle, when he gets here to join me, a leading authority on Thoth. He'll share his unique perspective and in-depth knowledge of this remarkable deity, preparing our thoughts and having thought-provoking discussions, fascinating anecdotes, and practical wisdom gleaned from his many years of study and experience. Hopefully, the episode promises to be a true gem for seekers of ancient wisdom and spiritual knowledge, fans of Egyptian mythology and history. I have both my hands raised. And anyone interested in unlocking their own creative potential and intuition, listeners of the BH Sales Kennel Cult Post, Killing Hour podcast shows, and these insightful interviews that I've been blessed to have, we'll be talking about Thoth, Egyptian gods, wisdom, magic, BH Sales Kennel Cult Post, Killing Hour, the Golden Ones, the Path to Oneness. Don't forget to subscribe to the BH Sales Kennel Cult Holistic Healing Hour podcast so you don't miss this enlightening episode and those upcoming. Can't wait to embark on this mystical journey with you and unlock the power of Thoth together. While we wait for the big reveal, when Tim gets here to do so, be sure to check out my interview, past tense, with Tim a couple of times last year and earlier in January here. This year, another fascinating expert on Thoth and the Golden Ones and the Path to Oneness episode. It's a treasure trove of insights and a great way to whet your appetite for the upcoming Thoth-centric episodes. So prepare to dive deep into the enigmatic realm of Thoth. Scribe of the gods, master of knowledge, patron of alchemy and magic, mythology, iconography, rituals. We'll be talking about all of them here and in upcoming shows. Let's take a deep, calming breath, and we'll be right back with the last segment of today's show. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Nice, deep, calming breath. Thanks for doing so. Let's segue right into unlocking the power of Thoth, rituals, symbols, and insights for the modern seeker. Tim Doyle, the Golden Ones and the Path to Oneness, is an expert on Thoth, and on an upcoming in-studio appearance, still to be determined, that we're talking about getting Tim back. We have a lot of things to talk about. Tim and I will let those play out when he gets here to do so, but I'll quickly have Tim revisit Thoth for sure, talking on this and many of the other subjects we've been talking about with Reiki, which also ties into all of this, and the astrological side of the stones and so forth, as Tim is also an astrologer within all of his repertoire. So deep calming breath, let's start unlocking the power of Thoth. A mystical journey awaits. And especially when Tim gets here to join me. Soon. Maybe next week. We'll keep you posted on that. Prepare to embark on a captivating exploration of Thoth, the enigmatic Egyptian god of knowledge, writing, and magic. Here, in this episode, a tiny bit, but more so when Tim gets here to expand upon it in an upcoming episode. So here, thanks for joining me today, and that soon-to-be-revealed, which we just did, special guest Tim Doyle, who is an expert on Thoth's mysteries as they delve into the depths of the fascinating deity's power and unveil the practical ways to incorporate Thoth's wisdom and Tim's into your modern life. And Tim and I did talk about Thoth in one of his two appearances a little bit last year when he was on my show. And he was on earlier this year in January. So mark your calendars on that to be determined date. I'll keep you updated on Tim's appearance for when he gets here to do so. When he does get here to do so, we'll unveil Thoth's secrets, diving deeper into the myths, the legend, and the iconography surrounding Thoth, exploring his role as scribe of the gods, master of knowledge, and patron of alchemy and magic. the rituals for the modern seeker, discussing practical ways to connect with Thoth's energy in yours, mine, and ours daily life through simple rituals, meditations, and invocations, learning how to harness his wisdom for enhanced creativity, intuition, and problem solving. Symbols and their power, unpacking the profound meanings hidden within Thoth's associated symbols, again, Tim being the expert, such as the Ibis, the Ankh, and the Eye of Horus. Gain insights into how these symbols can be used as tools for personal transformation and spiritual growth. I will be most self-edified when Tim gets here to edify all of us. Again, I have an overview because of my appreciation for history, but I am definitely not entrenched at that level, but I will be. So insights from a Thoth expert, Tim Doyle, will be my guest again. He's the leading authority on Thoth, and he'll share his unique perspective on the in-depth knowledge of this remarkable deity. So prepare for thought-provoking discussions, fascinating anecdotes, and practical wisdom gleaned from years of study and experience. In Tim's case, some 52-plus years officially, and I think he may have delved in this before that. He can expand upon that when he gets here to do so. So here, hopefully you're perceiving this to be a gem of sorts for seekers of ancient wisdom and spiritual knowledge, fans of Egyptian mythology and history, which I am. You'll be hearing a lot more about topics throughout this year on my daily shows, both with experts in studio, but I do 7 days a week, 365, always looking to enhance my fodder for discussion at those shows on daily. So Egyptian mythology and history, as we fan out through the remainder of 2024, definitely will be topics of discussion in upcoming episodes. So anyone interested in unlocking their own creative potential and intuition, listeners of this BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour podcast with myself, Grandpa Bill, hopefully perceived as insightful interviews with all of these provocative guests. I'm blessed that I have an astute audience. Please continue to join us and increase that. Stay tuned for the official announcement to be determined as of yet on Tim Doyle's next appearance. And we'll talk more about them at Attican, I'm sorry, and on the Stones as I release, not the Rolling Stones, as I release the episode that Demmer and I did last year. So don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792. Thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe. We're comfortable in doing so. Pay it forward. We're continuing to grow together as starseeds. We need your help in doing that. When many of you are doing that, I'm blessed that I have many, many, many goodwill ambassadors. Thank you for that. I was also blessed that I got many great accolades and reviews at both Spotify and Buzzsprout last year. Thank you so much. That's all due to the astute audience, which you are, and these provocative guests, which I've been blessed to have. And maybe a tiny bit with myself being the porcelain junction box in between to correlate and coordinate it all. But thank you so much. I was blessed with most of my hosting capacity reviews listed at my BA Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour on Apple. Please do check those out if you're comfortable in doing so. And you've been a guest on my show, please do leave those reviews. Appreciate that. When I was in the Podmatch Arena, which I vacated in November of last year, going back to solo here a little bit, love Alex and Alicia over at Podmatch. I was blessed to have 17 reviews over there, many of which I've recanted in past episodes. So thank you so much. Other guests on the horizon next week, Byron Athene for his sixth overall performance appearance here with me, five times last year. And I have 3 booked appointments for February, 1 in March. We're continuing to entertain. And thank you. Many agencies have been contacting me about their clients. Again, books, butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, Main Street, Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, Main Street, around the world, being blessed that the show is indeed global. A la friend Tim in China, a la Dr. Anthony Mativier, Magnetic Memory Method friend, 2-time guest on the show, be back this year over in Australia. I have friends in New Zealand, France, Germany, Spain, England, Byron, and many capacities, and been blessed in that regard. We are indeed global. Everybody at this point knows somebody in pain, agony, suffering, up against it, the challengings of the precipice of the world here. As we believe that we're at a precipice for positive change, that's what we promote, arm in arm, doing it together communally. Everybody knows somebody in suffering, all while the animals being driven out of their natural environments, domesticated pets, their people, plants in this planet, continuing to hopefully be perceived as a harbinger of good information, putting you in touch with many direct-to-the-manufacturer programs, advocacy programs, which we'll also be hearing more about as this year fetters out. With your help and your interest, we're doing great things. Join us each and every week at freedomsnap.org, each and every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, led by our guide and moderator and mediator and meditation extraordinaire, Seth Lee Brzezinski. I'm simply an audience member getting my own therapy there as part of these intuitive groups, making a safe and productive day. We'll see you the next time around. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody.